Genesis chapter 22. Well, it's good to be here, isn't it? Amen. The Bible said here, I'm just going to start reading in verse 7. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and he said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you tonight, Lord, that God's people have a testimony. Lord, there are many things that may differ in our testimonies, but Lord, I thank you for those things that are common. The Spirit of God come along and showed us, our Father, our need of a Savior. The Lord pointed us to the one that died on that old rugged cross, that one that rose again the third day, that one that's coming back, that one that's now seated. Lord, we can have prayer meeting, gather around an altar and pray, and know that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I pray, dear Father, tonight you'd clothe us in our calling, make us a blessing to these precious people. God will give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Not going to take a lot of time, but we're talking about Jehovah Jireh here in the scripture. And it simply means the Lord will provide. And we, for years, all that I ever thought about, all really that I ever heard, was how that God provided himself a lamb. But here in the Word of God, when the Lord began to deal with my heart about this subject, he showed me several other things that he provided. In verse number 1, it was God that provided the test. In verse number 2, God provided instruction. In verse number 3, God provided the faith. I believe that helped some folk that night, amen, when we keyed in on that. And then God provided the place. Aren't you glad you have a place? A place to work? A place to worship? A place to live? Amen? A place to pray? Boy, you ought to have you a place to pray. Amen? And God provided the place. And then God provided a promise. And the Bible said that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. By faith, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. And then we saw that God provided the son. God provided Isaac. It was the son of Abraham's old age. He was 100 and Sarah was 90. And it was a miraculous birth, amen, that God would provide for them. And then we want you to see that God provided the lamb. The Word of God said here in verse number 8, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. When you go back over there in the Old Testament and in the Exodus, when they were going to come out of the land of Egypt, God said, I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt. And he said, I want to see the blood. It needs to be a spotless lamb. And that blood needs to be applied to the lintel that's up the top and the doorposts, plural, on both sides. And thank God that when that happened, then the death of the firstborn didn't happen in that home. But don't you know, beloved, listen, as much sadness as there is today in America, boy, there was a lot of sadness in Egypt. Can you imagine the mothers and the dads that got up the next morning and there was their baby dead? Amen. Because they didn't know God. They didn't believe God. They didn't believe in the blood. There's only one way we're going to make it to heaven, and that's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Word of God said that God provided the Lamb. John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God. I love these verses. It says, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. I'll never forget being in a prison in upstate Pennsylvania, and God let me memorize Isaiah 53. And I got up that morning and was able to quote Isaiah 53 and watch seven men, Brother Jason, walk the aisle and say yes to that darling Lamb of God. It was really very unusual if seven men came down that seven men needed to get saved, because generally there'd be two or three or maybe even four. They'd just say, I'm backslid. Amen. And in other words, every one of them knew their lost condition and ran to the Lamb, and the blood was supplied, and they left there, amen, happy in the Lord. You say, God can't save a prisoner. Honey, that's the last thing Jesus did before he died. That old thief looked over and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Amen. The last thing he did was save an old hell-deserving, unworthy prisoner. Amen. Thank the Lord. He's still saving to the uttermost. The Bible said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. I'll never forget, beloved, talking about the Lamb, the day that I understood not only did God put our sin on him, he bare our sin in his body on the tree, but the Word of God said he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You think about that tonight, amen. Took the spotless Lamb of God and made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, amen, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so God provided the Lamb. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Aren't you glad tonight, amen, for the Lamb? Aren't you glad tonight that you're not dependent on your merit, on your works? I'll tell you, it's a sad, every religion in the world is under one of two umbrellas. It's either under the umbrella of grace, he paid it all, amen, or it's under the umbrella of works, and we're still trying to figure it out, amen. Oh, I believe in good works, but I believe it ought to be as a result of salvation, not in order to obtain it, amen. That's what the Bible teaches. And then God provided something else in this chapter. He provided a substitute. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Look in verse number 9. The Bible said here, they came, God, and they came to the place which God had told him of. Abraham built an altar, and there laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son. Let me give you something right here. Listen to me carefully. You got a 100-year-old man, and I tried to establish last week that we believe that Isaac is at least in his late teens, and possibly in typology, he might have even been 33 years old. You say, Pastor, what do you mean there? Well, the Bible said, I can't remember what verse it is. Look at verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac. That wasn't no little boy carrying enough wood up that mountain. Are you listening to me? To burn the sacrifice. Amen. He had to be a young man. Now you say, Pastor, what's that got to do with what you preach tonight? Here's what it's got to do with it. I believe a 100-year-old man and a man in his late teens or 20s or early 30s, I believe that Isaac, Brother Dale, could have overcome his daddy if he wanted to. But I believe it's a perfect picture of Jesus. He said, no man takes my life from me. He said, I had the power to lay it down. I had the power to take it up again. I believe Isaac said, okay, Daddy, if that's what God said, put him on me. Tie me up, lay me down there. Amen. I believe he was willing, don't you? That's one thing, beloved, that the Bible teaches, listen, about a kinsman redeemer. He didn't just have to be able. Oh, Boaz, he was able, but there's one nearer than him. But that one nearer wasn't willing to redeem. Thank God for Jesus that's willing to redeem. Thank God for Isaac that was willing to be laid on that altar. Amen. He's provided a substitute. I ain't got to it yet. I'll get to it in a minute. Look here. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and he looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket. Amen. You say, what's going on there, preacher? I tell you what God was doing. He was providing a substitute. Amen. Abraham's son wasn't going to have to die, but God provided that ram caught by its horns in the thicket. And I believe that's unusual anyway. Say amen. Generally speaking, Brother Dale, a ram will eat the thicket. Amen. You don't have to worry about him being getting caught by his horns in the thicket. But I'm telling you, I believe old Isaac said, "Daddy, looky there." Amen. God spared my life. How many's glad God spared your life? You know why he spared your life? Because there's a substitute. As one went to Calvary and took your place and took my place. Amen. That should have been you, Miss Linda, hanging on that tree. That should have been you, Brother Michael, hanging on that tree. And Jesus said, "I'll go. I'll take their place." Amen. A substitute. Thank God for that substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and he looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering. Look at these words. In the stead. Amen. In the stead of his son. Aren't you glad Jesus died in the stead of sinners? Amen. That we wouldn't have to die, go to hell forever and forever and forever. Let me give you this tonight. By the way, I need to stop and say this. I'm going to get something here in a minute. But there's a reason God had this go three Wednesday nights. Brother Eddie, he put another on the end of it that I hadn't seen. I'll get to it in a minute. Amen. I'm telling you, God provided, beloved, the substitute. But watch in verse number 15 and 16. Well, let me read verse 14. That's really the text for the whole message. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Amen. How many, listen, I like prayer requests, and I really do. I like them. But I tell you what, I like them praises that come out of them too. Amen. Boy, we ought to thank him, amen, when he answers our prayers, amen. We ought to bless his name. But now I want you to watch here. The Bible said here in verse 14, or 15 and 16 rather, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. I'm going somewhere. And said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. Here's what I saw in that God provided. Brother Scott, God provided a way to communicate. Are you listening to me? Oh, you say, now, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, listen, I've never heard a voice from heaven. I've never heard the angel of the Lord say something to me. I've got something more precious than that in communication. I've got Genesis to Revelation. How many's ever had God speak to you out of this book? Amen. I tell you what, you ain't lived as a Christian till you read something and it just jumped off the page, got right down in your heart. Amen. Was exactly what you needed when you needed it. Amen. I'm telling you, God speaks to his children through his word. Amen. We may not hear from an angel, but God's made a way to communicate. When we pray, we talk to God. When we read our Bible, he talks to us, and back and forth it goes. Amen. We get to communicate. You and I, the likes of you and I, get to communicate with our holy God. Think about that. Think about that. Oh, we get bent out of the frame sometimes over these stories and these men, but I'm going to tell you what, Abraham put his britches on just like we do. Amen. But God, the Word of God, the canon of Scripture wasn't complete, so God had some special ways to communicate, amen, with his people back then. But I'm telling you right now, you're missing something if you don't see your Bible as special, if you don't see prayer as special, if you don't see an open line to heaven as special, amen. And sometimes you say, Pastor, I don't even know how or to pray. Well, God give us a Holy Ghost, amen. And when we don't even know how, we ought to pray, amen. Amen. When we just utter, amen, God will take it to the throne of God. Amen. and give us what we need. Amen. Well, that blessed me. God give us a way. He provided a way to communicate. Look at verse 17 and 18. I just got a couple more things. We'll be done. Look at verse 17 and 18. What else did God provide? I didn't know this chapter was so full. I need to stop right here and say something. I'll be in revival next week. And Brother Jason, you know, preachers know what I'm about to say. I done got the skeleton for the whole week. Oh, I was by myself Monday evening. Amen. I tell you what. And it ain't nothing I ever preached before. Ain't that good? You say, what in the world are you talking about? I'm talking about a God that communicates. I'm talking about a God. You can say, Lord, what's them youngins over there at Calvary Lighthouse need? And he'll just come with it. Say amen, amen. I'm looking so forward to it. Amen. I'm not an evangelist. I'm a pastor. But a pastor can do the work of an evangelist. Did y'all believe that? It's in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Watch this. God provided something else. Look at verse 17 and 18. That in blessing, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. You say, what else did God provide? He provided the blessing. Say amen. You say, Pastor, what's that got to do with us? Look at chapter 12 for just a minute. It's got a lot to do with us, youngins. And you're not understanding your Bible or studying your Bible if you don't know we owe a lot to the Jew. And we owe a lot to Abraham. Say amen. Watch what the Bible said in Genesis chapter number 12. Let's start in verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. You see that faith right there? He didn't show it to him and then tell him to go. He said, just get you out and then I'll show you where you're going. Watch this. And he said, I will make of thee a great nation and I will bless thee and make thy name great and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed. It's unbelievable, Brother Jack, how this whole blessing hinges on one man's obedience. Think about that. You say, well, it don't matter whether I serve God or not. Eternity is going to tell. It does matter. Abraham believed God. It was counted unto him for righteousness. God said, I'm going to bless you. And I'm not just going to bless you, but that blessing is going to flow down through the ages. Amen. To family after family after family. The Bible talked about Jesus and one man's obedience. Many, many are made righteous because one man was willing to go to Calvary and give his life for you and for me. Let me show you the last thing the Lord showed me. I hadn't seen this. I mean, I could show you my notes, everything else. I typed the thing in the text that went with it through the chapter. And I just went down through this genealogy right here and I overlooked it. You ever overlook anything? Let me show you one more thing God provided. Verse 19, so Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, Huz, his firstborn, and Buz. Boy, them some names, ain't they? Huz and Buz. His brother, they're easier than Kemuel, the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Hazo. Boy, I'm glad for Georges and Bills, ain't you? And Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begots, everybody say it with me. You know what else God provided? A bride for Isaac. Glory to God. I missed that. How could I miss that, turtle? Amen. God provided a bride for Isaac right here in the same chapter that he provided the lamb. Look at Revelation chapter 21 with me for just a moment. Yeah, you talk about a time, honey. We're fixed to have a time. When Jesus comes, we're fixed to have a time. The Bible said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. I like them no mores. And John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a what? A bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears. I don't think it's any accident in the Word of God that this is right after the great white throne judgment that this is recorded. Boy, there are going to be some tears, I believe, at that judgment. The Bible said God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Skip down with me to verse number 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride. Look at here, the Lamb's wife. Amen. I'm telling you, God provided a bride for Isaac. And you know what God's doing today? One here, one there, and one here, and one there. He's providing a bride, Brother Jason, for his darling son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you got your robe on? It's about dinner time, honey. Amen. I'm telling you, God said they come into that supper. They didn't have on a robe. They didn't have on that wedding garment. And they were cast out. Amen. You better have your garment on. Say amen. I like it, don't you? God provided the lamb. I've known that for years, but I'm excited that God could teach a 65-year-old man. There's a whole lot more in that chapter than you've been a-seeing, boy. Amen. Amen. I love it, don't you? Amen. How many's glad you come tonight? I appreciate you being here. I really do.